Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart.
I find it hard to believe someone like you came to me.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart. Oh yeah. I wanna know where bad feelings go when I'm depressed and I get down so low.
And then I say to you, come and tell me,
and it's alright.
And it's alright.
I wanna tell you right now, I'm not afraid to say how.
You put this love in my heart.
You always find me out.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart. Oh yeah. Cause when I see all that you've done for me, it's hard to doubt. I just have to believe. Cause you follow up,
proving all of your love. Yeah.
Well, I know the loneliness I had before. Oh, it's gone now. I never feel it anymore. Cause your love has released me from all that's in my past.
And I know I can believe you when you say I'll never be forsaken. Your love is gonna last. Oh, your love is gonna last.
There's so much more I can say if I could just find a way.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart.
Alrighty, and today we have Pamela coming to us, our love and relationship psychic, so I think that was a pretty good one to start her out with here today. Welcome to Psychic's Gone Wild, everybody, and thank you for all you who are called in the queue. Pamela, we have a full queue for you today. I'll tell you what, you are going to be busy. Oh, start with some of our announcements here. Make sure you guys all go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Get a hold of us on the contact page in the, leave your information, and in the place where it has messages, say, Psyche Jethro, please enter me in the free gift basket giveaway. We're doing those every week. I'm not sure when they're going to end. I think they're not going to end until December. But there's a different basket every week. There's different stuff in them every week. We've had, authors donate books. We've had people donate musical CDs. We've had people donate metaphysical items, energetic jewelry. There's coffee. There's healthy coffee for you guys, too. There's free readings. So there's just, all kinds of stuff in our basket, free basket giveaway things, and it doesn't cost you anything. Just go there, enter to win, and then on Fridays, it's 8 p.m. Eastern time is when Jethro announces those, sometime during that show. I won't say that, straight up 8, but it's like sometime during the show, Jethro announces those on Fridays. So make sure you tune in to find out if you're our week's lucky winner. And enter as often as you like. Enter every week. And let's see here. On Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Psychics Gone Wild is now on at 8 p.m. Eastern, so we have the steady evening time there. And, of course, today we're on at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And this evening, Pamela is also going to be doing another show with, I believe she's got a guest lined up, but I'll let her tell about that. The call-in number on that show is 714-333-3354. So call in and listen in on that this evening, and that will also air at 8 p.m. tonight. Mondays we have switch-up, change-up time, and we're also going to be on Monday evenings at 8 p.m., and it's going to be Amy Cavanaugh is going to be our steady gal there. And then Sundays, we're going to see, we're going to float Sundays a little bit until we find a pretty good time slot. But as far as I know, we're going to be on 7 days a week, so feel free to call in. We have no limits on how many times somebody can call in. And, you know, call in, and we encourage people, call in different days and check our, you know, different readers out and see what kind of information you get different days, because we have people like Pamela who, you know, who do messages. We do, you know, what's going to happen, just all kinds of different stuff. So nobody ever, that's the wonderful thing I like about working with this group is nobody gets offended if people want to get a second opinion, because we kind of look at it as everybody has a little bit different gift. And, getting a different piece of the jigsaw puzzle is amazingly good. So, anyway, Pamela, and how do they get a hold of you? Because I know you've got some new stuff going on, so tell everybody how to get a hold of you on your off hours when you're not here with us doing this.
Okay, sure. Actually, you can just Google my name, Pamela, and the last name is Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. I also have a website, and it's www.PamelaCummins.com. I am on Twitter. It's Rev Pamela. You put it all together, Rev Pamela. That's a real easy way to find me. I have a Facebook page. I'm on Pinterest, Rev Pamela C. I'm all over the place. I also have a blog. It's called Pamela's Psychic Insights, and that's at WordPress. And you can even go to my website to find that. And I have, right now I'm having a dream series, blogs on dreams. So it's a dream series.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and you got Birdie Bird. He is.
Oh yeah, he was sleeping. Actually, Kelly, I wasn't sure if I was going to be on tonight. Are you going to be my co-host tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I will
okay.
be there. I want
okay.
You
yes, yes. We were thinking about boundaries, talking about boundaries, which is always a good topic. And I have to ask everyone who listens in to please be patient, because this will be the first time that I'm actually doing a radio show, you know, on my own using the switchboard. So, you know, we're calling it really a pilot show.
Test pilot show. There we go.
Test pilot show. Yes. I'm sure it'll be fine. And one other thing, I did get a message earlier, and it's just basically for everyone. The messages I got is there are some big changes coming, okay? I feel that's within ourselves and, you know, within the country, within the planet and stuff. And, you know, I got this song yesterday. I'm getting it today, all day, and it's a really old song, but it's a good song. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And my angel actually said to forget about, you know, black, white, Christian, Muslim, Republican, Democrat, the whole stuff. We are all children of the earth, so basically we're all earthlings. So please treat each other with love and kindness, and also respect other people's beliefs, because nobody thinks like you.
Yeah. Awesome. That is amazing. That is really good. And I do have something kind of along that line I want to share, because I go and listen to that Hagman & Hagman report, and on Friday they have really expensive equipment, you know, so they don't have problems with their show. And I was listening, and they were just having, you know, a bonanza go on. It's like, you know, they were sounding like they were in a tunnel, they were underwater, they were burbling, they were, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. The chat room was going nuts. It's like, and they have, like, oh, their chat room is incredible, like 340 people in their chat room. It's just, it's a zoo to go watch and just, you know, kind of participate in. But they had a caller that called in, and his reminder for all of us was, and it is, I mean, this is a Christian show, so it's, you know, from that perspective. And he just said, we were reminded to pray for our enemies and those who persecute us. And it's like, it goes right along with what you're saying, you know, love, sweet love. Because that is really genuinely, you know, the answer. And it's like, and I totally believe that the shifts that they're talking about, and, you know, we have the ability to make a difference. And that's one of the things I've been going over, because I have my little shoot-off thing that I do. It's you know, praise and worship thing, but I've been going over that book, Greg Braden's The Isaiah Effect, and he talks about any of the cataclysmic prophecies that are encoded in the Bible code, and there really is a Bible code. It's real, and this, I can't remember the guy's first name, but Drosnan, I think it's Drosnan, is the author of the book, and when they, with the advent of computers, they took the first five books of the Bible, they eliminated all the spaces and all that stuff, and they ran all the characters together, and they found all kinds of prophetic things. And across the more, and I don't say apocalyptic, because apocalyptic just means hidden, what's hidden is the deal. And it's like people have the wrong, you know, wrong mindset with that. But the cataclysmic things, the negative things, anything that could go really wrong, what was crossing it was four words is, will you change it? And it's like, and then he goes on to, you know, note the fifth mode of prayer and this and that. And I've been doing that bit over on in my 30-minute segments in the days. But, you know, and really and truly, it's like one of the most powerful things we can do as a nation, as a world, is to pray. That's what his whole book is about. It's just, you know, the lost science of prayer, and it's really amazing. But anyway, we are going to get going here because we got a lot of people waiting to talk to you today. So away you go. All right, our first caller here is from area code 631. 6301, you are on with us.
Hello, thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi. And who's calling, please?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, and how can I help you today?
I had a couple of questions. One on my love life. This person, Tim, seems to like me, and an old boyfriend named Sean came into the picture. But then I started dating, we had a third date this Saturday with a John, but me and him really hit it off. But he seems a little shy. So what do you see with all that?
It's funny because before you even came on, I heard, what you gonna do about it, okay? And what that means to me is that really the future is in your hands, okay? John feels good. The other guy feels nice, okay? I'm getting to date both. I'm actually getting to let the old boyfriend go, okay? As I said, my guides are saying he really does have too much baggage. Okay, I know you have a past, but these other two feel much better, and I actually feel a third one coming in. But I'm also getting... Yeah.
When is that?
That's just coming up, okay? That I'm not getting the exact time, you know, just to more, add more fuel on the fire. But
what
I'm
do you
also,
mean, like in a week, in a day?
I don't know.
Months?
No, I don't know. They're okay. They're not giving me a time. As I said, it's only to add more fuel on the fire. And what I am getting is that you need to take some alone time. That is really important, okay? Take some alone time and kind of figure out what you want to do, because I am getting you're going to get a lot of choices, okay? And you don't have to make any decision of what to do. When you don't know what to do, do nothing is what I'm getting, okay?
And how about an old friend who's a little younger than me? Is he going to come back in the picture or he's never going to show up again?
I'm getting you're going to hear from him in the distance, and the way they're showing that is like actually like him standing on a mountain and you standing on another one and him calling over to you. So I'm really not sure what that means, but that's how I'm getting it. Okay?
I don't get it, but...
I don't either, but, you know, you will in the future, I guess.
And real quick, I'm trying to get my son to come back to live with me, and I just feel in my gut that he will. Do you see that too, and if so, when?
Okay, and again, you keep on asking when, and I want to tell all the callers that timing is very difficult in spirit. What I am is getting soon. You need to go through the process, okay?
I'm trying.
And I'm just getting, it could take a couple, and I don't know if that means a couple weeks, couple months, or a couple years, okay? But just go through the process, because I am getting he will come back to you, okay?
Well, hopefully it's not a couple years.
Yeah, I'm just getting patience, you know? It just feels like there's a lot of paperwork to go through, and, you know, it's a process. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Call back in and let us know how things go. Yep. Lost her before that. Okay. I also say to everybody, too, it's like, you know, when Pamela does a reading for you, we like to hear back and, you know, I'll say how good she was because, you know, Pamela is known for being very accurate with what she gets for people. So, you know, do please call back in and let us know how things are going. We'd like to hear back from you. All right. And area code 310, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Real good.
What is your name, please?
This is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Vince.
Hi. Two questions. I was just wondering what you see as far as job and money go for me.
You know, it's really weird. I heard you're going to find a place to live, okay? And what I'm getting from that is that means you're going to find some place where, you know, your job is going to feel home away from home, I guess, is what they mean, okay? It just feels like a combination of both, okay? The money will get better. Keep looking is what I'm hearing. You might have to take something temporary just to kind of get you through, okay? But I'm just getting it. They're just saying it's right around the corner. Have faith, okay? And the money feels good, okay? The other thing I'm getting is not to go into the negative, okay? Because when you go into the negative, it stops the process. And the other thing I'm hearing from, it's from a song, I'm hearing work, and I'm seeing you taking it like a sledgehammer and slamming it down on the ground, and that doesn't mean that's the type of work you're going to get. I'm getting you're just going to have to work hard at finding work. That's how they're putting it.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm behind in my rent. It was over $3,200, and my car's bills are piling up. I have no money for food, and I have no money coming in. I'm just in fear, living in fear right now, and I keep looking, keep making calls, but nothing's coming up. So
right, and again, I'm getting something temporary. So, you know, maybe what they say, you're going to find some place to live, maybe it's a combination of both. I really don't know, okay? But stay in the positive. That's important.
Okay, and then the other question is, I met this woman a long time ago. She was the one that got away, and it was everything that happened between us was all my fault. And I just recently, I hadn't heard from her or talked to her in almost 20 years because I moved to the U.S.
Okay, we have a lot of people. I don't mean to be rude. We have a lot of people waiting, so could you just ask a question?
No, I got in contact with her last year, and I sent her a Christmas gift. I haven't heard, but I'm just wondering if I leave her alone and she's if I'm going to hear from her again or if it's done.
Yes, but I'm getting when it comes to her, take it slow because honestly, at this time, you don't need to be in a relationship, okay?
Right.
You need to focus on you. You need to give to you, but you will hear from her definitely in the future. They're just singing that song that I said at the beginning, what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting it, you know, I'm just getting to love yourself right now, and then the love will come in. I'm not getting if it's her or not, okay? But I do feel contact in the future with her.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All righty. And I want to kind of do a small addendum. It's like, because I know when people get to living in fear like that, sometimes it's really hard to, you know, get out of that mindset. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, I know, I'm remembering some, you know, thinking back to, like, Rhonda Byrne and The Secret. It's like, you know, where some presenter said, you know, like, yeah, listen to some music, you know, do a song. But it's like, when we live in fear, all we're doing is attracting more of that to us. So it's like, you know, we have to figure out a way to flip that mindset. So it's like we can, you know, can stay in the positive. And sometimes that's tricky. Sometimes
oh,
really
yeah,
is.
It's not easy, and sometimes you have to act as if, and maybe just say, you know, an affirmation. And what I'm hearing is, I have faith in God that everything's going to be all right. If you
yeah,
know whatever
exactly.
Your belief is, you can use something else. I have faith in the angels or whatever.
Yeah. All righty. And here we go. We have, I see from chat, we've got somebody saying, okay, I'm in the queue. It's like, all righty, we will get to you. Don't worry about it. It's like we're catching up here. So, okay, you got a little bit of time. I think blogged a few people off for us here, but we've got another four callers. So we're going to go with this. Area code 646, you are on with us.
Hi, Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I actually called yesterday and the host suggested, that I call in again and get another opinion on the current love situation that I'm in. So I came across the show today and called in to get some advice.
Okay, and what is your name, please?
Oh, excuse me. My name is Magella.
Okay, I'm not going to try and pronounce that. It's beautiful.
Yes.
And you're in a current relationship, correct? Because it feels very rocky, okay? What I'm getting is to speak your truth. That's what I'm getting. Speak your truth, okay? Because what it seems like, I'm seeing, when a child is shy and they hide behind their mother's legs, okay? And it feels like there's things that you need to say, but say it in kindness, okay? Because there are times, and believe me, I do this, like when, you're frustrated, okay? And you say things, and you mean to not to be nasty about it, or sound angry, but it comes out that way, okay? And you need to say it in kindness, okay? I assume you're in a relationship with a man because I'm hearing he can be stupid, okay? And I don't mean that in a negative way. What my guides mean about that is he can be stupid when it comes to, women, what a woman wants, because, he's looking at it from a male perspective, okay? So you're going to have to kind of explain it to him, and he can only get... I am hearing the Beatles song, We Can Work It Out, and I do see that if you take the time, be kind, be patient, communication, I do see this relationship working out, moving forward, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, the situation is that I'm currently seeing two different men, and I don't know which one is the one that I should choose.
Okay, and again, I'm getting... honest communication. I mean, you don't have to say, I'm seeing somebody else, okay? But what I'm getting is honest communication, regarding what you want in a relationship, what your needs are, what they're looking for, okay? And when you do that, it feels like it's going to be very apparent which one to go with.
Who's the one that you're sensing? The one that you're sensing.
Okay, you know what? I don't mean to be rude, but we got a bunch of other callers. Okay.
No, that's fine. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Go ahead. And thank you.
All right, Kelly. Can I just ask the people on the line waiting if they could only limit it to one or two questions? Because if you want a reading from me, look at my website, but I can't do one reading for each caller, okay? I need to think of the others on the line, too.
Right. Yep, we do mini readings, so it's like M-I-N-I, not M-A-N-Y, right? Well, actually, we do mini, so it's like, mini readings. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I don't mean to cut people off, but then I know other people are frustrated waiting, so...
Right.
You know.
Exactly. All righty. Yep. And thank you very much for making that announcement. Appreciate that one. We try really hard to make sure we get to everybody in the queue. So, let's see. I'm doing a quick welcome to, we were adding people here in the queue, and it's like, and while I'm thinking about it, I'm just going to say real quickly, make sure you guys go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Make sure you enter every week, enter often. Into the free gift basket giveaway that is happening every week from now, I'm thinking through the holidays. And just write in the, go to the contact page, put your information in, just put a real quick message in, say, hey, Psychic Jethro, I would like to be entered into the gift basket giveaway. And then maybe you will be our week's lucky winner, and he announces those on the Friday shows at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So when you enter, during the week, it's like, make sure you turn back in and or listen to it in archives. If you can't listen to it live, at least listen to it in archives and find out if you're the week's winner. So there's more to that, because after you win, you've got to contact him to make sure you get your basket. So, okay, and with that, we're proceeding forward here because we did add some more folks here. We've got A code 617. You are on with us.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And, who's calling, please?
My name is Catherine.
And how can I help you?
I got two questions. One, do you see me? I'm in a relationship now with a guy. Do you see me having a baby soon with him?
I'm getting it's a very good possibility, but I'm getting to be careful, okay? Make sure that this relationship is solid because, quite honestly, I feel some issues with it. And, you know, you want to have stability in order to have a child, okay? And, you know, basically the choice is kind of yours is what I'm getting. And what is the second question?
Do you see me getting money soon? I mean, I had a lawsuit going on, and I should have been getting my money from it.
I'm getting yes, okay. I'm not getting a time. I know that's the next question. I do feel the money coming. I feel like there have been delays, okay, in the way I'm seeing it. You know, it's funny. I'm hearing the song Slow Ride, Take It Easy, okay? And that's what it feels like, all right? But I'm, you know, the roadblocks that they have, those little thingies. I'm seeing those kind of people taking them and pushing it through the side. You drive a little farther, pushing it to the side, okay?
Right.
And then I'm seeing an open road. So you will get it. It's just being patient. And I know everybody hates that word, okay?
Okay, so you see me getting pregnant this month? Next month, you don't see that, though.
I'm not getting the time.
But
you know?
It will be soon, though.
I'm just getting, you know, I'm getting soon, spirit time soon. I'm not getting the time, honestly. I'm just seeing blocks being removed in an open road.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thank you. God bless you. You have a good one.
Okay. You too. Thank you, and God bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Excellent. And call back in and keep a surprise of what goes on. All righty. And moving on down the line here. Boy, I'm a... They mess with me, Pamela, because it's like your people start giving me, you know, like the cutesy stuff here. It's like, okay, that was cute. Thank you. area code 914. 914, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. You sound familiar. Who is this, please?
My name is Mary. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, and how can I help you, Mary?
Well, I was in a relationship that was awesome. We're both in recovery, but he had unfinished business. His wife had taken the kids to another
state. Come on.
And we've reconnected, and he's coming back to New York. Is this going to work out for us?
Okay, what I'm feeling is in the beginning some bumpiness, okay? And it feels like I'm not sure. I'm hearing the song Solid as a Rock, okay? And quite honestly, I'm not sure if that's meaning you're solid as a rock or the relationship's going to be solid as a rock. But I'm hearing we have got to get it together. I think the Who sings it. I don't know who sings it. But what I'm seeing is like shakiness and then it's smoothing out, okay? You two do have a good thing going, and I see you dancing and stuff, okay? I'm also getting that, you know, he needs moments of like time away, okay, and to respect that, you know, the cave, the man cave, okay? Let him go in that. There are times he needs to be a hermit. And I'm hearing the Beatles song, We Can Work It Out. I feel like if you two, it's either therapy or work on your stuff, and I'm seeing journaling and stuff, I feel that this is a very strong relationship that will blossom, okay?
Okay.
On
so
your
you see
part,
him moving back to New York.
Yeah, I do. Okay. First of all, I got that was his home, and then that was validated by the song Mama, I'm Coming Home. He almost feels like that's where if he's not a New Yorker, okay, it feels like that's where he can breathe, okay? That's how they're putting it.
No, he's a New Yorker. He's a Bronx Irish Catholic like myself.
Okay, yeah, that's where he can breathe. You know, there's certain areas that, you know, it's nice to visit, but you just don't feel comfortable there. That's where, again, they're saying that's where he can breathe.
Okay, because his phone is off again, and I know he's been struggling financially since he made that move. And I let him go because there was kids involved. You know,
right.
I didn't fight it. I just said go.
I'm still hearing Mama, I'm Coming Home, okay?
Okay.
All right, you know. And again, it seems like I'm hearing the word again. The word of the day is patience, and I know everybody hates the P word, but, you know. They're, you know, trust in the time, and there always is a reason, you know, always a reason why it's not right now today, you know, like we all want it to be.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. This is wonderful. This reminds me of Alice in Wonderland, you know, the little thing, and thick and fast, it came at last, and more and more and more. It's like, that's what it feels like, the callers, that we do have three more in the queue here, so we're going to motor on forward. Okay, and our next person is area code 360. 360, you are on with us.
Hi, Pamela, and thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem. Who's calling, please?
My name is Robin.
Okay. Before you say anything, what my guide just said before you even came on, because sometimes I get messages, is that you're very sweet, sometimes too sweet, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what is your question?
Well, I asked my guys to contact with your guide, so that, thank you. my question was, I've been in a relationship for 3 years with a gentleman that I'm in love with, and I believe that he's in love with me, but he tends to run and come back and run.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's my paranoia or what, but is this coming to an end, or what do you see in regards to that?
I'm actually getting that you're you know, basically are being given a choice, okay? It feels like you're learning a lot of lessons, and I don't know how else to say it. I know you love this man, but it doesn't feel like his behavior is going to stop, okay? And it's the second time I heard this song. It's like you can't keep coming in and out of my life. You know, and now
yeah.
I'm hearing the song of Won't You Stay just a little bit longer, okay? And I'm also getting boundaries are needed, okay?
You mean on my part?
On your part, yeah, big time.
Okay.
Okay, again, they're going back to you're very sweet and sometimes too sweet, okay? And... You know, it's funny because they're showing me Merlin, who's my cat, and I'm not comparing, you know, him to my cat. But I make a boundary with Merlin. He might respect it, but most of the times he doesn't because he knows that he can get away with it, okay? And that's what's happening with your relationship, okay? So you really need to make a firm boundary with him.
In other words, I say, I don't understand that. Can you... I'm sorry. You got people waiting.
Yeah, meaning you need to say, you know, I can't handle it. And, you know, it's not emotionally good for my health, my well-being, if you coming back and forth. You either need to stay or go, basically.
Okay.
Because you don't feel secure. You don't have a secure foundation.
Well, he gets frustrated that I'm not secure, but it's just this, you know, he runs. So
yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, you know, that's what I mean. You're too sweet, accepting him running away and coming back. You know, you got to close the door. You know, either he has to stay inside or he has to go out the door, basically.
Okay, Pamela. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Sometimes that's hard to... That's
very,
hard,
you know...
Hard
and, and I hope that I said that nicely because it is hard, but, you know, in the long run, making, as we will talk tonight, boundaries with people, sometimes we can lose them. But in the long run, it's better because then we open up to the new,
right.
And which is going to be much better for us.
Yeah. Yes, and I can see where somebody is engaging in a behavior that is essentially unhealthy for the partner. Like that's, you know, they're not considering that other person is not considering, you know, that the first part, you know, person's feeling. So it's like they're not really kind of respecting them, actually.
No, and they're also absorbed in their own fear, and they're just, you know, I'm not saying that they're selfish. I'm getting they're just self-absorbed. The fear is so overpowering, you know.
Wow.
That's what it is.
And again, like, now maybe it's just something to drop in the bucket there. It's like, maybe you could do your next one on fear and how do we overcome fear and how do we change our fear into one of, you know.
that's actually a really good topic. Yes.
Yeah, I would think so. Okay. All right. And I'll come and participate and listen on that one. It's like, I don't know, everybody wants to know that one. All right. And Erica, here you are, 512. She's been waiting here and away we go.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Sorry about that. I was like, okay.
She's been waiting here. Hi, Dave. And how can I help you?
Well, I've been trying to get on for a couple of weeks, actually, and I finally caught up with you. I just kind of wanted a general reading.
Okay.
If possible.
Yeah, I'm getting three. Things are going to get better, okay? I don't know if you have been kind of like isolating or withdrawn or whatever, okay? Meaning, you know, kind of. What I guess what my guides are saying is you need to, like, dance to the music is what I'm hearing, you know? Dance to the music, get out there, go out and have some fun, okay? Socialize, all right? I feel like things are going to get better for you career-wise. I'm seeing you write. Do you do writing?
Well, that's a I don't even know how to answer these questions. No, I'm not really a writer. I'm a... I'd been a professional musician from the age of 14 till about 9 years ago. And
okay, well, they could be using writing, you know, as, you know, a metaphor for something creative, okay? And you're not a songwriter because, you know, I'm writing for whatever reason. There's something with writing, okay? Just put it in the back of your mind. But it does feel, again, you know, money coming in, things coming off. You know, again, I'm hearing dance to the music. So do what you enjoy doing, okay? I'm getting at times you isolate, and I don't know if that's actually isolate or you isolate from not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I hope that makes sense, okay? I'm also hearing that there is a woman, okay? Is there someone in your life right now?
Not that I know of, no.
There is a woman.
I moved into a new place, and a woman owns a house. But
no, it doesn't. I'm not sure if it's her. Okay, because this feels like a romantic relationship. Okay, that's coming up. If you're not in it, again, they're saying there is a woman. Okay, and it feels like it will make you happy. Okay, but there is a warning. Don't get too enmeshed in it. Okay, because I'm just getting that. It's going to feel good, and you're just going to want to totally focus on that. You know, focus on your life, okay? And I'm also getting your career, because it feels like your career is going to get better, but I'm just getting you need to take the action steps for that, okay?
And any idea what my career is?
Again, you know, I'm seeing you writing. I don't know what it means, honestly. I'm seeing you writing, but they also said dance to the music. So you need to figure out what makes you happy.
Okay?
Okay. You know, I'm sorry, I don't have an answer. You know, sometimes people ask me things, and I'm not giving an answer because it's for you to discover.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just giving you what I see, okay?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank
you. And please call and let us know. Once you, you know, what it is, discover, because I'm kind of curious, okay?
Me too.
I actually have a question I want to ask. It's like, you're a musician. It's like, do you write your own music? Is that, you know, I mean, because there's different kinds of writing. It's like, are you writing just, you know, songs? Are you writing lyrics? It's like, you know, is it to do with music that you're actually, you know, writing musical stuff?
Well, this is my life. I started as a professional musician at the age of 14. I did all the things musicians did. I got to a pretty high level. I've done TV, and the last concert I did was at the Cotton Bowl here in Texas. There was 53,000 people there, and I have a little my daughter's 10 tomorrow, and when she was born, I just walked away from that lifestyle. I didn't want any part of it. The best part of my life has been I turned into Mr. Mom, and, you know, I've had plenty of time with her, by miracle here and there, but money seems to be a challenge. And when we speak of a career, I haven't really played music, but I'm a I'm a brilliant man that I don't know how to connect. So isolation thing, yeah, I get that.
Okay.
I'm just lost between these worlds, you know. The music thing is like, you know, that has a life of its own, and it's, I'm working my way through it, not being distasteful, if you understand what I'm saying.
Okay, and again, it just, you know, they are saying dance to the music, and I'm seeing writing, and that could, you know, that could also mean that you're in the background maybe with music. You know, as Kelly said, writing songs or, you know, doing something with it. You know, you don't have to be in the spotlight.
I would like to be in service to this world in some positive, proactive way that doesn't separate me from my responsibility and my blessing and joy of raising a child. So that's been my.
It's funny. I'm seeing this friend of mine who I grew up with, and her last name was Will, and she used to say, "Where there's a will, there's a way, and I'm a will, so you know there's a way, okay?" And so, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, you know, and, you know, you can manifest that. And, of course, you can do both, you know. Raising a child is one of the hardest jobs, you know. And I'm just, my guides are just saying blessings to you, and you will figure it out.
Okay? Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling.
You betcha. And call back in and keep us, you know, keep us going. It's like, I'm kind of sorry it took you so long to get in, but I'm glad you made it in today. It's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, have a good one. Okay, we've got a couple more here. We've got area code 843. 843, you are on with us.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hi, my name is Pooja, and I was just wondering if you have any kind of message for me just concerning life right now. I feel like things are moving.
Yeah, I'm hearing money, 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 okay, by the OJs, all right? And I feel that is not because a lot of people say, I want prosperity and abundance, and that's what it feels like. It's not only money. It feels like there's a lot of good things coming into your life. Open up to them. What I'm seeing, getting an image, is you holding things and you need to let them go, okay? I almost want to say clean out your closets, get rid of things you don't need, and I don't know if that is symbolically or if you really need to do that. You know, you'll know that because I do feel a lot of new good stuff is coming, okay? And I don't know, I'm hearing this song, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I don't even know if there is a song like that. Is there somebody? Is there somebody you need to let go of?
I think there is.
Okay.
There definitely is.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So that might even be. That's actually a great visualization to see yourself washing. You know, scrubbing your scalp and washing your hair and washing them out because that's where they usually are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that goes back to, you know, let go of the old and embrace the new because, you know, this is really cool. I love this song. I'm hearing this song, Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door. I'm hearing it, the Guns N' Roses version, which I actually prefer. And what that means is, you know, there's all kinds of things, all kinds of opportunities, good things, and they're like heaven-like, and obviously that's heaven on earth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see you crossing over. I see you here, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, you need free hands to knock on the door and open it up and walk into the beauty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, let go of the old and embrace the new.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Cool. And, yeah, there is, I'm trying to think, it's a Rodgers and Hammerstein movie, and it's like, it's old. It's
okay.
Back in the era of Oklahoma. I think it's South Pacific or something like that. But I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. You know, remember that one? It's like,
I wasn't sure.
Maybe only I know
was,
remember stuff
yeah.
like that.
I wasn't sure if it was a commercial or whatever. And I'm like, this
no.
is hysterical.
No, it's a song and it's a cool song. That's a long movie, but it's cool. But it's an oldie goldie. It was back in the era of South Pacific and Oklahoma and all of them. One of the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein ones. It's really fun.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny.
All righty, let's see. And we have Mary Lou on with us here.
Hello.
Hello.
I would love a message from Spirit or anything general that Spirit would like me to know.
Okay, this is really weird. You know, I'm hearing clear the chakras, okay? And I feel like you know what the chakras are, okay?
Yes.
And then I'm hearing, I think it's Lenny Kravitz, you got to let love in, okay? And I feel like that's all kinds of aspects. Is there like a relationship? Are you in a romantic relationship? Okay. Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense to me, but I'm not in a relationship.
Okay, because I'm getting that, and I'm going to put it bluntly. I'm feeling like, you know, in your sexual chakra, okay? All right, so, you know, clear that out because it feels like, you know, love's coming, okay?
Yay.
And it feels like a good love, okay? And it feels like, not only is it feels good physically, I'm trying to keep it clean. It feels good physically, but it feels good mentally, emotionally, and, you know, I'm hearing that, I got this song earlier, Solid as a Rock, but I'm also seeing the earth, so it also feels grounded, and that's a good thing because grounded means, you know, stable, okay?
Oh, is someone I know?
The way they're answering that is soon, very soon, okay? It just feels like you're going to know, okay? And what I'm seeing is people handing you gifts, and you're like, nah, maybe. So I feel like there's going to be some choices, okay? You know?
Okay.
And I'm just hearing the song, I think it's Earth, Wind, and Fire, Let's Groove Tonight, okay? So it's going to, whoever's coming in is going to kind of give you that kind of, I don't know if you know that song. It's like really upbeat. It makes you want to dance. It makes you happy. Okay? But but you're also grounded, too, at the same time. Okay?
Oh, God.
I hope I'm making sense, you know?
Perfect sense. I wouldn't even ask you a relationship question like this, but I appreciate you answering it anyway.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, just... You know?
The fun things your guys wanted you to know, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm cleaning and purging the house, so maybe it'll...
There you go.
It's much harder than I ever imagined. It should be easy. You just throw the stuff out.
Right. Oh, no.
No, there's an energy attachment goes with stuff. Oh, right. You know what's cool? Is today the new moon starts. So it's like, this is our new cycle that we start from a new moon and we're working up to full moon. So it's like, you know, the previous, in the waning moons is a time, you know, we get rid of stuff that's like, I'm not sure exactly what time the new moon starts, but it's like, might still be time to get rid of stuff today and then start for the new, the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for calling.
Alrighty. Thank you for calling in, Mary Lou.
Right.
Okay, and we have one more Skype caller here. I love it when it just shows up all ones. Hopefully all ones, you know who you are. You're on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi. And what is your name?
Rose Maria.
Hi. Rose Maria?
Yes.
Oh, that's very pretty. And how can I help you, Rose Maria?
General reading.
Okay. I'm hearing fun, fun, fun. It feels like if you're not in a love relationship, I'm not getting if you are, but what I'm feeling is like a new beginning in a love relationship. I hope that makes sense. Okay. I'm feeling like ups and downs. That feels more past. Okay. With this new relationship, I'm getting little hurdles, but I'm seeing, I don't even know what it's called, when it's like an obstacle course and they jump over it and, you know, it's different heights, but the heights aren't that high and it's an easy jump over. So, you know, any kind of like little obstacles are easily overcome, okay? I'm getting stable. Oh, I use the tarot deck sometimes and I just pulled a card and I'm getting a victory card, okay? So it feels like, you know, you're victorious. It's good for you, okay? I don't know. They're switching it, but what I'm hearing is get a job. Are you looking for a job? Or are you thinking about making some kind of career change?
Trying to get a job.
Okay.
Changing locations.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, then that makes sense. Get a job. Yep, I'm getting you feel a little scared, okay, about it, but I'm getting to have like a playful attitude because it feels like something good is coming, okay? You know,
okay.
It feels like it's going to take a little time, but I'm getting, it feels like you have good knowledge to pass on is how I'm getting, all right? And again, it feels better. Where you're at now just doesn't feel right, okay? I'm not saying it's horrible, but it just feels like where you're going to is much better. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I hope that helps.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Alrighty. Call back in and let us know how stuff goes. So we do like to,
you know, invite people to our family here. It's like, you know, let us know how what the outcomes are. We'd like to hear this.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right. And
you know,
Eric,
oh, we got another one? No, I was going to say.
We got another one. It's like they're starting to pop in here. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
one
All right.
They won't let you see your announcement. Okay. Area code 917.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. And I'm sorry, who's calling?
My name is Tina. You ladies are having a party. I'm having a good time listening to you.
Good afternoon.
I would like to know what do you get from my amazing boyfriend Corey in our relationship?
Okay, I'm actually getting. He has some conflicts within himself. Okay, I feel that he needs to think more positive. He can be negative sometimes. Okay, fear and. I'm getting he was born with that, and what that means to me, okay, is it was his family upbringing. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay, because when I don't, my personal belief is that we're not born with negativity. You know, it's, you know, implanted us in childhood. Okay,
yeah.
So it even feels like I understand what they mean. When he was in the womb, okay, it was all around him. Your job, okay, is not only gentle boundaries, okay, but is to, that's so neat. I was about to say give him positive energy, and I heard Elton John sing, shine the light, won't you shine the light, okay? So you
yes.
need to shine some light into him, okay?
Yes.
You need to be careful not to be a caretaker, okay, because you have an important role, okay, but I'm hearing mommy. And believe me, I understand this because a male friend of mine used to, you know, when I lived in Jersey, he would call me, like, the big mama because I,
yes.
you know, I have this mother instinct, you know, to take care of anyone. You know, that's a good reason why I have the animal kingdom where I live, you know, to get out my
yes.
mothering. Okay, so channel your mothering into a different direction, okay? I'm hearing children. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. That's, yeah, and it feels like that, I don't feel anything really negative there. You know, there's always challenges with children, but that they're basically saying to, you know, channel your mothering it part with them, you know, and have a relationship with this man. Take it slow, okay, take it slow. I do feel like there could be somebody else who wants to come in, okay? You
for
know,
me or him?
For you. For you.
Okay.
And that, okay, and I don't always get timing, but I'm feeling that feels around like the holiday time, like Christmas time, New Year's, okay? I'm just getting to choose wisely, okay? Choose wisely, okay?
Well, who do you think is the better choice from, what do you see with the newer person?
I'm going to be blunt. The new person feels happier, okay? Feels happier, you know? But I you know, that's free will. I'm not going to tell you which one to choose. Okay, my guys are saying that is part of the lesson. Okay.
Well, what you said that my friend is really sad. I understand he's a Capricorn, and they kind of have those little funks where they're brood, and he
right.
did, you know, have a certain perception as he was growing up. But I mean, that you're seeing is that going to be the overtone of the relationship?
No. I'm not saying that. No, definitely not. That's just what
okay.
they're showing me. What I'm, and that's why I'm hearing shine the light, you know. We have the ability, and other people have the ability to, you know, take us out of the negative and to put us in the positive. And when you hang around with positive people, you know, and you are positive, you know, basically they're saying shine the light, don't go down to his level, you know, pull him up.
Well, you know what? That's what he said. Because I'm jovial. He said, "Oh, I need you in my life." So, but do
right.
you see after a while he'll come over to my side, or do you see him being irritated by that? Because I'm always happy.
You know, I'm getting you two are going to even each other out, okay?
Okay, great,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, but again, I do feel another choice, and I'm just getting to choose wisely. Go with your heart, but also go with your gut, because I'm feeling
oh.
it in my stomach.
Yeah, he was a little quiet. Do you see him opening up soon?
I'm just getting the song, No One's Going to Change My World, okay? So you have to accept him for who he is, okay? When you accept him for who he is, and I can say this from personal experience, okay? When you accept somebody for who they are, accept their boundaries, they will open up, okay? But it has to be at their timetable, not yours, okay?
Okay.
So I hope all that helps.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Pamela's good, and if I can, you know, if I can call us back and you know, let us know how it's going.
Absolutely. Do you have another caller? Can I have another question?
We do have another caller.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. All righty. Well, Anne, it's you and me, Pamela. We've got about 4 minutes left. It's like, I know you wanted to say something there, so it's like, I'm gonna let you
okay,
get in your
now
business.
I forgot. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, no! Well, in that case, I'll say my bit is like, make sure you enter soon, enter often, weekly free gift basket giveaway drawings at www.psychicsgunwell.com and on the contact page. And while you're there, you will notice all of the psychics who are on our shows and doing different things and whatever. So it's like you get to see our psychic family over there. And, you know, that's really kind of what we're trying to do here is, you know, build that community. It's like, and Amy really reminded me of that yesterday. It's like, you know, and we're building a community of people that we can kind of, you know, relate to. And it's like one of those, a long time ago, one of the Facebook things. Like, you know, sometimes there's things that run across there that really strike me. And this was one of them. It was, it says, don't go where you're tolerated, go where you are celebrated.
Mm.
And I was like, that is really nice, because it's like, you know, so many of us, you know, I'm just going to be here and people are going to put up with me type of thing. But it's like, you know what, but there's places and spaces where people are honestly happy to see us and go, yeah, you know, we'd like you. It's like, you know, we like you the way you are. It's like, you know, Arby's is different. Different is good. So, yeah, you know, let's put on little hats and, you know, party around here. Also, for those who asked, yes, yesterday was, we were talking birthdays earlier, it's like Psychic Jethro and Psychic Ryan both celebrated their birthday yesterday. It's like, so Jethro always says Ryan was his birthday gift. So they're both 8 of clubs, which is one of the more psychic cards in the deck, which is really amazing. But Jethro turned 49, so it's not till next year he'll be the big 50. And I believe Ryan turned 23. So have you thought of it yet?
No, I haven't. But what I did get was, you know, when you have to force people to, you know, force or conform people
right.
to accept and love you, you know, and especially
right.
in a relationship, you know, it's not worth it. You know, it really isn't worth it. You know, just be who you are. Just be who
right.
you are. And the other thing is, you know, people often want to know, you know, because we heard it a couple of times, which one should I choose? Which one should I go?
No.
Remember, a psychic reading is, now we can make predictions, but you have the free will to change it. You know, thank
exactly.
God nothing is written in stone.
Remember, yep.
most readings are here to guide you along your path, you know?
Right.
You know, and also we don't know everything. You know, I have people who think, you know, oh, then you know everything and, like, I shouldn't make any mistakes, but that doesn't happen.
Uh-huh.
We're just giving
yeah.
the information we need at the time because there's there's always lessons to learn.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm good. We have 90 seconds, so I'm just going to say real quick, just like, do you have any messages for me? And it's like, and I apologize if you could hear me coughing today because I came down with something. It's like, it decided to hang on for a little bit, so I'm coughing it out today. But any messages?
Yeah,
for me?
First of all,
want to jump up and say anything?
Okay, first of all, I'm getting that you've learned a lot of lessons. There's more lessons to learn. Okay. Good, and I'm also feeling good things are coming, okay? The other thing is you need to take care of you a little more, and I know I've said this to you before, okay? I feel like you need to get out of the house, even if you go for a walk, okay?
Okay.
That
okay.
just feels important. The other thing is money feels like it's coming, okay? And again, I'm hearing the lessons, and I feel like that's twofold. One, there are some things that you need to study, okay? Whether it's a course or whatever, you know, you'll know. And the other thing is I'm feeling you being a teacher, okay? Oh, it's so funny because I got this for this other lady before. You got to let love in, okay? I feel love coming for you, yes. You know what kind of love, all right? I'm also hearing
the
song.
Guys.
Yeah, I'm also hearing the song So Many Men, So Little Time, and I feel them coming out of the woodwork. I'm actually seeing them come out of woodwork, okay? You know?
Funny, I'm
so,
sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Well.
And I'm seeing you trying to box them in because I feel like, you know, it's so funny. I'm hearing the song, The Kind You Won't Take Home to Mama, okay? So. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mama's on the other side. She better be being the gatekeeper over there.
Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, you know, that's Rick James, Super Freak, okay? I haven't heard that song. Okay, so, you know,
cool.
You know, you might want to kind of think and manifest, you know, because I do feel love is coming, okay? You've been alone a long time. I feel love. Love is coming. And the way I'm seeing it, and this could be symbolically or in your future, I see you on a cruise, you know. That's so funny. I heard that song, The Love Boat. You remember that TV show? It's a real show.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do remember that with the Gavin McLeod, who was the captain of the Love. Yes, I do. I remember
that.
I used to watch that. That was funny.
Yeah, so it does feel like a good romance is coming in. And, you know, I can't help but think Love Boat Yacht, okay? This is the way I'm interpreting. It could be a marriage, okay?
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, it could be a marriage, so, you know. But at first I'm hearing the song, You Got to Let Love In, okay? You know?
Let Love In, wow.
Yeah.
See, and that is, sometimes, you know, sometimes that is problematical for me because it's like I just, you know, I mean my husband died like eons ago. And really and truly, you know, I've talked to you a little bit about this. It's like it just, when he died, it just felt like half my heart literally, you know, ripped out and went with him. It just didn't. And that's why I know, I mean, he's on the other side. And that's part of the reason I think I've never really gotten married is because it's taken me, you know, remarried, whatever. It's taken me this long to try and gather the bits and pieces of my heart back together so I'm whole again. Because I had no desire to, you know, to try to. I know it's not a replacement. I mean, I know it's not, you know, replacing him exactly. But, I mean, for so long it felt like that. I mean, I know some of it is, you know, he's been very concerned, you know, and that kind of stuff. And he's really wanted to make sure that I'm not alone type of thing. And I'm going, you know, the trouble is I'm not alone. And that it sounds really silly, but it's like I know I'm not alone because I know there's so many of them over there. But it's also at the same time, it's really hard for them on the other side without a corporeal body to give me a hug, you know. And I realize that, you know, so it's like, yeah, but that's And what's funny is I've met this gentleman, and it's like he's one of the few people that I've ever really, you know, because I was asking for spiritual people to come into my life, and it's like this guy, you know, down the line, it's like there's very few areas of disagreement. I mean, you know, we're really, really on the same page in spiritual terms, but it's like he doesn't really, he almost feels like, okay, if I was going to say, you know, John, you know, John the Baptizer, who's the forerunner of the Christ, you know, type of thing. It's like, it almost feels like this guy's in that place. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It almost feels like he's like, you know, the forward guard or something. I mean, he's asking the same thing too. He gets message, you know, from spirit and whatever. And I'm like going, okay, you know, God direction daily. And, you know, right now we're both just kind of going, you know, friendship. Friendship feels, you know, really good, really solid. It just does not feel like, you know, any kind of, you know, flaming romance, but it's like good friends are important, you know? So I thought, well, maybe he's, you know, was kind of sent here to soften me up or something, or open me up to the possibilities, or, you know, I don't know, because
right.
I have. It's like, and you're right, it's like I don't get out of the house as much as I should. This weekend I was just kind of laying around just staying warm was all I was doing.
Right. And I'm also feeling in your area there really isn't a ton of places to go. Okay.
No, it's a little bitty teeny weeny town, so it's
okay,
like, yeah, there's no outs, yeah.
Yeah, but you still need to get out there, go away for the weekend.
Walk.
Yeah,
okay.
Walk. Whatever. And again, I feel a couple of choices. I'm not getting whether or not this is the one, You know, I'm feeling a couple of voices.
My feeling is like, you know, this guy's going to be a good friend, but I still kind of have that out there. But it's like, because I don't know how visioned or seen it. I mean, I've tried to draw pictures of the face I see, and it's like I get it on paper and go, that's not it. That's right. It's like I would not be a good police sketch artist. Okay, I'll put it that way. But it's like I can see this guy's face. I mean, I can. It's like I can feel what his hair feels like. I see his hair color. I see his eyes. I see, you know, his. I mean, I see his face, and I'm like going. I'm hoping I'm not just seeing his astral face or something. I mean, I'm hoping that his face really honestly looks like, you know, what it looks like in the physical realm, because I might miss him. I don't know.
I'm just getting to try the different types of chocolate. Okay. I'm
different
seeing
types
you.
Of chocolate.
Yeah, let me explain that. I often get, like, you know, one of my symbols is a box of chocolate.
Chocolate.
Okay?
Like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going
to
get.
Exactly. And that's what I'm getting, is to sample them. You know, you don't have to say yes today, you know.
Right.
You know, love is a process.
Yeah.
Love is a process. It takes time to get to know somebody and to make the right choices. And, you know, love is not instantaneously. You know, that kind of love on first sight is very rare.
I know about one instance, and it's actually my girlfriend, Kathy, in Denver. And it was her aunt and uncle. Literally, they met each other. They did that instant, you know, fall in love moment. She said they were married 3 weeks later, and like they were together 25 years till he died.
Right.
And it was just like, she said it was just banal. She says, I've never seen anything like that in my life. It's like, I never expected that from me. And it's like, I was going, wow. You know, but it does happen. It does.
But it also happens you could instantly dislike each other. Okay?
Yeah.
And then fall in love. I mean, there is no right way. Okay, but one of the things, you know, it's funny, I'm hearing this song, you know, baby, we can do it right, take your time, okay?
Right.
So take your time. There's, you know what, you have the rest of your life. There's no reason to rush.
Right.
Only fools rush in is what I'm hearing.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
Exactly, you know.
I know from other stuff you said, it's like I've always had this feeling I'm going to live to be really, really old. I don't know what really, really old is. I don't know what their definition of really old is. But, you know, I'm looking here. It was out of this book for the first time, and I want to say it was by Michael Talbot, something like that. It's called The Holographic Universe. And this guy was, you know, talking about, was it that one, or was it it might have been that one, it might have been The Ancient Secret of Fountain of Youth, something, one of those. It's like, I've read so many books, it's like sometimes I forget the catalog of my mind where I read them. But they were talking about these people, and they were over in Tibet, and they said one of the things with the Tibetan people, why they live so long, is because, A, they have really simple diets, and, B, their water is, like, highly mineralized. And I was like, okay. But they literally met people that didn't have birth certificates, you know, whatever. But they said, well, you know, how old are you? You know, and this one lady is like, and they said, these people don't look this old. But they said, she said she was 700 years old, and she had a son that was 500 years old. And they were like, really? And says, well, how many emperors have you been through, you know, whatever. So she started, well, I lived through, you know, this one. And they tracked it back historically, and they said, you know, if she wasn't putting us on, if she was actually, you know, lived through all those regimes and all those emperors, they said, yeah, she probably would be about 700 years old. And it's like, and her son was like, yeah, I'm 500 years old. And it's like, we don't think they were counting moons. It was phenomenal, and it was just like, it was also in the same place and space. They were talking about what they call the Lone Gulf Walk, and they said, you know, some of the lamas and some of the monasteries over there teach these people, oh, man, it's like, I know, so one of the things was, one of the tests they have is they will take them out, they will put them in a wet blanket in a snowdrift, And it's like their test of, you know, their abilities of what they learned is they have to dry the blanket and melt the snow as far as they can around them in a circle. And they do. It's like, you know, they said how well, you know, they've advanced, you know, depends on how far the circle. And they said, we've had people, you know, melt the snow like, you know, 3 feet away from them and, you know, and then dry the blanket and everything steams. It's like, well, you know, with abilities and talents like that, you know, if everybody could learn that, you wouldn't really need to worry about freezing to death anyplace because, you know, they're being just, you know, planted in the snowdrift. And then they said the Lungganf walk is, they said, it's kind of like bounding. It's like, you know, they can take, like, strides that are, like, you know, 20 feet, 20 yards. It's like they just literally walk over the mountains. They said you could do away with bridges and all kinds of, you know, modern transportation stuff if people knew this way of traveling. And I'm like, going, that is phenomenal. And it's like, you know, if we could all learn that, because, you know, what it tells me is if there's some people that have the ability and can learn that, everybody contains the seed of that within them, that we could all learn that. And maybe, you know, I kind of look at that and go, maybe that's what our new world, you know, is, you know, a new world, I'll say under God, you know, is going to look like. Because right now, what is it? We tap into, I think it's, you know, 3 or 4, maybe 5% of our brain. It's like, what's going to happen when we have access to the other 95, 96, 97% of our brain? You know, it's like that's going to be, I think we're going to be, able to do amazing things. You know, eye has not seen and ear has not heard the marvelous things, you know, that's in store for us. I was like, all right, cool. Anyway. How did I get off on that? I don't know.
But I think, are we off the air?
Yeah. Well, no, we're not off the air. It's like it's still recording, but it's like,
okay.
I don't think the guest can hear us anymore. So yeah, it's you and me talking as usual. Oh,
okay,
goodness.
Great. So how about if I call you tonight?
Sounds good.
Like around like 7:30-ish. So that would be your 2 hours,
yeah.
Or. So that would be 5:30 your time?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay,
sounds
so
good.
You can...
8, 7, 6. Let's see, now you're on. Let's see, yes. And yeah, that's right. That would be right. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll call you half an hour.
7:30 your time, half an hour before. Okay, sounds
good.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then
so
do you want to run studio? Do you want to log in and run studio? Or
yeah,
do you want...
I do. That's
cool.
Because, as I said, I want you to hold my hand, but I also need to learn...
Yeah.
How to do this, you know, see what it's like in the chat room and everything else, because eventually, you know, I'm going to need to do this on my own.
Right, exactly. Cool. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
And then what I'll do is I'll get you logged in, and then what I will do is I will go ahead and log in as co-host, because, you know, that we can do that. It's like, you know, you log in as the host, and then what will happen is I will call in. It's like there'll be a point, you know, where I call in, and you'll pick up my phone. It's like, and, oh, the real kicker is they won't let us log on. 15 minutes is as early as we can go in. It's like,
okay.
15 minutes before air. So it's like, yeah, I had a brain fart there. It's like, yeah. So at the 15-minute mark, we can log in and do this. And then
okay.
and then I'll call in. I'll get you logged in, and then I'll call in, and you just pick me up. It's like, you know, you'll do the click on the open red mic and whatever and do that. So, yeah. And then you'll get to see the whole good stuff, and it's like an index. I will log in as a co-host so I can you know, come in and watch. I'll be fun.
Yeah, it sounds
awesome. I know you will.
I hope so.
You will.
Okay.
All righty.
Well,
we'll hear from you soon.
All right. Sounds
Have
good.
An awesome,
All right.
Awesome rest of the day, and we'll talk to you soon this evening.
You too. All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.